Hello, it is your favorite party host, Vicky Kotris. This is a mini episode which will be highlighting some of the thoughts and feelings and things that are going on in my life that may help you as you transition in yours, whether you are creating a side hustle or creative venture or anything in between. But my hope here is because a confetti-filled life is adding more excitement to your life. It is celebrating the small moments that may not feel like progression at the time, but they are little steps that lead to leaps and bounds of completely changing your life and living in a more authentic, free, happy existence. So I hope you enjoy this mini episode. As always, I would love if you feel inspired to leave a review. If you want to connect with me directly and share your story or any impact that the podcast has had in your life, I am always open to receiving. Please send them to confettifilledlife.com or at confettifilledlife on Instagram. Thanks again for listening. So I listened to the Rick Rubin interview on the Rich Roll podcast, and I have to talk about it. I cannot stop thinking about it since I listened to it yesterday. And I will play you a clip of what I think is amazing. For the record, I don't own this clip. This is Rich Roll's. He owns this. But why I was so moved by it is, one, because it's something that I talk about often and I think plagues us often, and it's the idea of comparisonitis. So the reason why we don't start things or why we don't do things or why we don't take chances is because we're thinking too much about why we're not good or better than fill in the blank. A person, a idea that we have in our mind, a product, like we couldn't do anything better than what's already been created, so why even try? And then what this thought process led me to was that the idea of creation and being the creator is not just about what you will create. It is who you will create in the process. And the who is always you. So we live in Whoville, also known as Youville. You are who you want to create in the process. And why I think about this and how I'm changing the thought pattern is because we're in January, we're still in that whole sense of restarting, of renewal, because it's a new year, fresh start, new opportunities. Is when we get the idea that we can be someone different, we start for a little while and then we get sucked back into that comparisonitis trap that we are not good enough for something. This is not just about building a business. This is not just about side hustle. This is not just about a hobby. This is about every single thing in our life. So maybe when January 1st hit, you said, new year, new me, and I'm going to start working out, and I'm going to work out every single day, and I'm going to push myself super hard. And then you get to the gym and you're on the treadmill and you're going 5 miles an hour, a light leisurely jog. And then you're next to someone who's going 10 miles an hour. And after 5 days of being next to this person who's going at 10 miles an hour, not even breaking a sweat, not huffing and puffing, you're like, well, shit, I'm not as good as that guy. Or even worse, you are sitting on your couch and you're like, I bet there's people at the gym that can go 10 miles an hour and I can only go 5 miles. So what's the point in leaving my house? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Been there, done that. And this, the idea of creating and making art is not just about creating something. It's creating you. What kind of new you can you create by just letting that go? So I'm going to play this little clip so we can all listen to it, because I think you will love what Rick has to say. So here we go.
The idea that one person says my art is better than your art, it's an insane idea. It's like saying my diary entry is better than your diary entry. It's insane. The things we make are a reflection of who we are in this moment. And that's all it is. It's not more than that. It can go on and mean more than that, but that's not in our control. And it's something that cripples artists thinking, I have to make the greatest thing ever made to humankind. And then they basically psych themselves out of being able to make something good. There's a great benefit in taking a risk, making the thing that's interesting to you, sharing it with the world, because if you don't do it, nobody else will. You're the only one who can make the art that you can make. Everything that you make is a reflection of who you are, and how you live in the world will impact the things that you make. And I wish the best of luck on the journey in making beautiful things that we can all enjoy.
Okay, so if that doesn't give you the tingles, I don't know what will, but that my takeaway from that is we should just stay in our own lanes, whatever it is that we're creating. And if now our focus is to make ourselves the best version of ourselves, whatever that looks like, so that we can create the next thing and the next thing, or so we can move into the mindset of taking more control of our lives, then let that be enough. You know, let whatever version of yourself is living in today be enough. And then tomorrow, being better than you were yesterday, that's when the new idea can flow. That's when inspiration can find you. That's when you can invite in whatever that next phase or version or chapter of your life will be. So for our mini episode today, I hope that that makes you feel all of the little tingles and butterflies as it should, that you are in full control of creating something wonderful and beautiful. And because of whatever version of you will show up in the world or whatever you will create, you will forever change the world around you. So you have a responsibility to be better, to want to create, to want to add more joy into your life, whatever channel that is through. Maybe you do want to become a painter, so become a freaking painter. Maybe you just want to take a Pilates class because you've never done that before and you think that sounds kind of cool. Do that. Maybe you work in a cubicle and you've always wanted to become a barber. Take your first step. Learn how to become a barber. I mean, whatever it is that you want to do, just do it for yourself. Do it to invite in more joy and possibility. So good luck. Also, listen to that podcast on the Ritual Podcast. It's so good with Rick Rubin. There is also a Rick Rubin documentary on, I believe, HBO that is super powerful. So he is an incredible mentor to listen. So as always, tune into A Confetti-Filled Life for your daily or weekly dose of inspiration. And always happy to share my fellow podcasters because I think there's no one way to hear a message. So please keep your eyes and ears open. Find inspiration where it can. Good luck. I love you. You are amazing. Let's party. Enjoy the rest of your week.